Thursday, December 21st. Wow, December 21st already, 2006. My name's Dana Pretzer. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. We're located on the internet at www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. There you can listen live. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to my daily commentary, leave comments, do whatever you want to do there. We're also on satellite AMC3, transponder 7, and beautiful Digicipher 2 audio, W3957 if you have a 4D TV receiver. And anywhere else you can find us, welcome. One of the few things that you actually hear on mainstream radio or television, or satellite radio or television, are shows like mine and the gentleman that I'm about to introduce you. Mike McIntyre hosts a nationally syndicated talk show, radio show, in Canada on the Chorus Radio Network. If you want to listen to it, it's on Sunday afternoons. On the internet, you can go to www.newstalk980.com. That's www.newstalk980.com. He's also the author of a new book called To the Grave, Inside a Spectacular RCMP Sting. His website is www.mikeoncrime.com. He's a fascinating individual. I interviewed him this afternoon. I hope you will see some similarities between his style and mine and the goal that we both have. Here's my interview with Mike McIntyre here on the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. After the interview, we'll be here with open phones, any topic you want, as long as you're interested in calling. Here's Mike McIntyre. Okay, we're back. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. One of the few things that you actually hear on radio, whether you're in Canada, the United States, or some of the satellite offerings, is a radio show that actually focuses on true crime, high-profile cases, victims' rights, trying to get answers for the families that are out there, or trying to get the true story, the story behind the story. As Jack Webb used to say, just the facts. Well, one of those shows is a show called Crime and Punishment. It's on the Chorus Radio Network up here in Canada, and I'll tell you guys a little bit later on how you can listen to that on the internet. And the host of that program is a guy by the name of Mike McIntyre. Now, I want you to go to his webpage, www.mikeoncrime.com, and you'll see a link to everything on the scaredmonkeys.com webpage promoting tonight's show. Mike is a journalist, national broadcaster, best-selling author, film consultant, blogger, and you've been a cruise director. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
How do you get to be a crime reporter and a cruise director? That's kind of like being a police.
Well, we do something. My wife and I, this coming February, are hosting our second annual Crime and Punishment cruise, which has earned us a lot of jokes. It's not an S&M type of cruise, despite the unfortunate name. There's not a lot of punishment going down. In fact, it's a lot of leisure time. But yeah, it's quite the leap, I suppose. But it's something we've done actually in conjunction with the national radio show, and actually got quite a few folks who have signed up who want to come along for the week-long adventure. So should be a good time.
Well, I was just going to tease you a little bit. You got to be careful who applies for this cruise.
Well, you know, it was joked before we went on our first one back in January that you're right. Hopefully, crime doesn't spike because you get a couple of criminals, perhaps, who are fans of the program, who you know go and knock over a bank in order to get the funds to come on the cruise. No felons, at least none that I'm aware of, were joining us the first time. It's interesting, though. I always have a bit of an eye to crime on cruise ships. I'm not suggesting that we'll have any on our cruise this year, but of course there are a couple of very well-known sort of missing person mysteries that have happened on cruises. Someone suggested that we incorporate a bit of a mystery into our cruise, but I think everyone's just going to focus on getting a suntan.
Actually, I did a story here on my show a couple weeks ago about one of those stories. And yeah, the cruise line industry has taken a hit here in the last little while.
It certainly has, and I wouldn't want to give anyone any ideas, but you figure if you're inclined to perhaps commit a crime, you can almost, in some cases, commit the perfect crime at sea. I mean, you're in foreign waters, and of course, there's a lot of people around, but because of that, there's a lot of distractions, And, you know, we've seen some of these cases where people just seem to vanish, and we never really find out, was it a murder or a suicide or something in between? And so, like I say, hopefully we don't have a lot of crime or punishment on the Crime and Punishment cruise.
I'm sure your cruise will be fine. You've got a new book on the go here. It's called To the Grave, Inside is Spectacular, RCMP Sting. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Tell me a little bit how a news reporter gets into broadcasting on the radio.
Well, I have no formal broadcasting training, although I must say that when I broke into the business, the newspaper business, some 12 years ago, my goal and my dream had actually been to get into radio. Not news radio, though. I wanted to get into sports radio. My dream was to be the next voice of the Winnipeg Jets. I grew up in, and still live, of course, in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Right.
The Winnipeg Jets are our long-departed National Hockey League team. I mean, I was a big fan, started going to games with my dad as a kid, and I thought the greatest job in the world would be to do radio, to be the play-by-play announcer. And so I used to sit at Jet games as a kid and do play-by-play to my dad as we watched the game in the arena. So I've taken a bit of a turn, I suppose, from sports to crime, and I did pursue journalism, and took a real liking to writing. It wasn't something I perhaps had done, very much of as a youth, but I certainly fell in love with the craft of writing, got my first job, at the age of 19 in Winnipeg for, the Winnipeg Sun newspaper. A couple years later, went over to the Winnipeg Free Press and have covered the crime and justice beat pretty much since day one of breaking into the business. The radio thing, though, was something that I still, I guess, had sort of burning deep down inside of me that I thought might be kind of fun to do. I guess I'm a bit of a performer, and I like speaking. I like entertaining folks, and this seemed like a natural extension. You know, every time you do a public opinion survey and ask people what issues are important to them, usually perhaps just below health, is crime,
right,
and justice and public safety. And it seemed to me that there was a real need to feed people's appetite for crime and justice news, not only in print, but in radio. And I pitched the idea of a show to a local station here in Winnipeg. They went for it, and after doing that for about 3 years, we took on a national audience back in March of this year.
Again, it's something that you don't hear or actually see in broadcasting. Some of the cable news networks tried to do something like this, but again, I'm impressed with your program and the content. Talk a little bit, Mike, about the public's fascination, whether you're in Canada or the United States, with crime and punishment, high-profile cases. It's not a ghoulish thing, although you can't neglect those details sometimes, but there's a genuine interest out there from the folks, and why hasn't media grabbed onto this?
Well, you know, the old saying, if it bleeds, it leads, and I mean, we tend to hear a lot about the high-profile cases, and we get sort of the knee-jerk and the shock and awe, if you will,
right,
when horrific crimes occur. One thing, though, that has always struck me as a crime and justice reporter in Canada is that so often the stories of victims tend to get overshadowed by the crime itself and the horrific elements of the crime. And I think what you see a lot of the times is reporting that isn't all that in-depth and all that interesting. It's just touching on some of the more gruesome elements of a crime, and then you move on to your next gruesome story. And, you know, I found in covering court cases especially that victim stories tend to just get lost. And so it's always been a big mandate of mine to tell victim stories whenever possible through the newspaper and now through the radio show and through my website, is to give victims a voice. And I've met so many people in my life that have had an influence on my life, I can clearly say this, are victims of crime. I just find their strength and their courage very inspiring and the sort of thing that I think we can all take something away from. And I think stories about crime and justice, I mean, it's good versus evil. It's all of the things that tend to hook us in. I mean, people, I think, have a short attention span sometimes for politics because it's just seen as show business. you can't really believe anyone's saying. But it doesn't get much more real than crime and justice stories. These are real people, and these are real tragedies and triumphs. And I think, you know, as long as you have a mix and do shed the light on some of those triumphs and stories of good overcoming evil, then you're always going to have an audience.
And what I find fascinating about your program is you cover it right from the beginning to the end. The crime, the investigation, the court process, and what happens after. Because once the bad guy is caught or bad girl is caught and they go to court and they're convicted or they're not, and we could do a whole program, you and I, just on sentencing, the story's not over. It's far from over for the victim. I've had many a victim's family on my program. You know that. And we've talked about the high-profile cases. And we try to help and try to get the word out, something that the mainstream media doesn't do. Mainstream media seems to spend more attention. I'll use John Mark Carr as an example in the JonBenet Ramsey case. You see 15 minutes of reporting, pool reporting, on what John Mark Carr drank and ate on a airline back to the United States, where there are missing people, missing persons cases, other crimes that would have loved to have had that time on mainstream media. How do you explain that? What are the powers to be thinking when they spend time on a John Mark Carr?
Well, I think you see in mainstream media a lot, there is a pack mentality, and everyone wants to sort of keep up with what the others are doing, keeping up with the Joneses, if you will. And I think you see that in a case like Carr, where it just becomes a complete and utter overkill. You see it with OJ. You see it with Lacey Peterson. You know, there are cases which seem to grab the public's attention, and media will tell you, well, we're only covering it because the public cares so much. Well, I think it works both ways. The public may have no choice but to sort of care about it because they can't turn away from it because of the overdose of coverage. And you're right, a lot of the times it just focuses on the superficial and the real extreme elements of the case, and you forget sometimes that we're talking about real human beings. These are real people. You know, it plays out a bit like a movie, but this is reality, and I think that's something I've always strived to, I guess, give a dose of that reality to the public, whether it's through talking to the victims. I mean, on my show, I regularly have judges on. Of course, you know, we'll talk to defense lawyers and crown attorneys, police officers, and when the situation warrants, I'm more than happy to talk to criminals.
Yep.
Not to sensationalize their crime, but I'm just as interested in what makes a criminal tick and what drives a criminal to do what they do as I am in hearing any other side of the story, because I think if we just sort of turn a blind eye to the root causes of crime, that's not going to make anything better. And I think it's important that we look at and closely examine what is happening out there to cause some of this. And so it's always been my mandate to not only give victims a voice, but if the need arises, give a voice to criminals. And if we can take something away from it, it ended up being a strong part of the second true crime book that I wrote, which was largely told through the eyes of a serial criminal that I would meet with on a regular basis in prison. Again, I just have a real interest in finding out what makes people tick.
It's fascinating when you're talking on the radio and you're speaking to guests. What can come about? Radio is so direct. It all of a sudden can go from impromptu to, holy crap, look what's going on here right now. You had a holy crap moment here not that long ago, excuse the term, where you were talking to someone in jail and a relative called in. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was train wreck radio, I suppose. and I know for a lot of people, feedback I got, it was the kind of radio you couldn't really turn away from, and I wasn't sure whether to be happy that this was playing out and that no doubt people would be listening, or horrified that it was playing out. And what happened was speaking to an inmate who's serving a life sentence in Saskatchewan, Canada, for murdering his estranged wife. He claims that he's been wrongfully convicted, and I had the killer on, along with a host of other guests who believe in this guy, when the killer's 13-year-old daughter, who of course is also the daughter of the victim, called into the show live. the father thought that his daughter supported him and was calling in to offer some words of comfort to her dad, he couldn't have been more wrong. She was calling in to confront him on national radio as a killer,
wow,
a heartless killer, and she had no problem telling her dad, "You killed Mom." And it made for just an unbelievable exchange between dad and daughter that I can tell you carried over even on the commercial breaks when we take breaks.
Yeah.
They insisted that they keep talking to each other off the air. And, I mean, some of the stuff they were saying, daughter was in tears, yeah, asking her father in prison, "Don't you love me? Why are you doing this?" And as I say, it turned into a bit of a three-ring circus. I felt kind of uncomfortable and a bit like a voyeur listening into this, thinking this family should be in therapy, not having it out on national radio.
Right. But that's not voyeurism. That's called investigative journalism. And,
well, absolutely. I mean, it clearly revealed, I think, a real shocker to the people that are supporting this killer who believe in him. Because they believed that the daughter believed in him as well. And, I mean, the audience got to listen in at the same time they did to this dramatic turn of events. And you're right, I mean, this was not pre-planned or set up to have daughter confront dad on the air. I mean, this was spontaneous. And I suppose it's one of the beauties of this medium that we do, is that you never know who's on the other end, who's on that phone, and what might happen next.
If you're just tuning in, Mike McIntyre, host of Crime and Punishment, is with me. Check out his webpage at www.mikeoncrime.com. To the Grave, Inside a Spectacular RCMP Sting. That's your new book. Tell us about it.
It's my book chronicling what was an absolutely remarkable undertaking by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Has to do with a case out of Manitoba. 18-year-old girl named Erin Chorney steps out for coffee, purportedly with some friends back in April 2002, tells her mom, "I'll be back in an hour," and is never seen or heard from again. This was a mystery that certainly was headed for the cold case files. Erin's disappearance not only shocked her family, but an entire community. There were a lot of rumors and whispers about what could have happened to Erin. Psychics began to emerge with bizarre theories. Some cryptic letters were sent to the family offering hints at what may have happened. But it wasn't until the RCMP stepped in almost 2 years later. They had a target in mind, Erin's ex-boyfriend, a man named Michael Bridges, who swore up and down he had nothing to do with her disappearance. But the Mounties thought otherwise, and they set up this sting, which really was straight out of Hollywood. They knew that Bridges was a sports fan, and they knew he liked pretty women. They sent an attractive undercover police officer to his door on the guise of a fake marketing survey with a prize, mm-hmm, dangled in front of him of a trip to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and a chance to see the Calgary Flames of the NHL play. Of course, Bridges won that contest, was introduced to about a dozen other contest winners, all undercover cops, and over the course of about 5 months, the police drew Bridges into this world, this fake world of a criminal organization where the key to advancement and promotion and fame and fortune was to fess up to anything you might have done in your past. The gang could take care of it. And I can tell you, they demonstrated this to Bridges through about 40 different elaborate scenarios, including one where they staged the beating of a woman, an undercover Mountie playing the role of a girlfriend of a gang member, fake blood capsules and ripped shirt, the whole nine yards, to make Bridges think that she had really just been beaten before his eyes. Doctored a videotape in a Winnipeg casino to provide a murder alibi to another suspect, and this all culminated in a shocking confession, something that nobody saw coming, about what had really happened to Erin Chorney.
Wow, it's fantastic. And those of you that are interested, and you should be, there's a link on the scaredmonkeys.com webpage, and of course at mikeoncrime.com is where you can get the book. Mike, just before I let you go, because I know our time is limited here, again, you're doing something that isn't being done as much as it should be on radio, national radio in Canada, the United States. I wish you all the success, and I would love to work with you more on this, because the people that are out there, the victims, the families, law enforcement, prosecutors, defense lawyers, judges, we could go on and on and on. The system, as we call it, need a voice in public like us to go out there and tell the story, just what happened, how it happened, maybe how we can prevent things from happening again. And that sort of impromptu type of interview, all of a sudden you're talking to somebody and it turns into a groundbreaker, and I heard it. I would like to get one last comment from you as far as your thoughts on the technology, the internet. All of a sudden, YouTube, who the hell ever heard of YouTube before, is becoming a bastion for people either bragging about a crime, or it's being used to help crime, blogs like Scared Monkeys. What can we do more to help out there?
Well, and I think you've touched on a great point, and it is something that I'm well aware of. It is such an emerging technology, and it's one that we'd all be foolish to ignore. And in fact, I've embraced it through the website, which I can tell you is a great conduit for conversation with people from across the country and beyond who listen to the show, who come with story ideas and tips and information. The blog that I maintain as well, which is linked off my website. I mean, these are all great mediums for conversation, and the power is truly in our hands. And I think through the work you're doing with a show like this as well, I mean, this is the sort of thing that we need more of, because, you know, there's a lot of options and a lot of choices out there, but I find so much of what we hear, you tend to just tune out because, you know, people have such strong opinions sometimes, and I don't know if any of us like to feel like we're having someone else's opinion shoved down our throats, and that's not my style, and I don't think it's your style. I like to let the story tell itself. I like to sort of get out of the way, and I think through radio, through blogs, and through websites that, you know, we're putting ourselves not ahead of the story, but we're simply allowing ourselves to tell these stories. And I think you never know who you're reaching out there, and I've seen that. I've seen evidence of that on a regular basis where, you know, I've connected families with you know, families who are looking for loved ones who hear about a story or a crime and a victim, and suddenly, you know, they get the answers they've long been searching for. And I think nowadays people are turning to the internet, they're going online for so much that the more choice that's available for them, and this kind of empowering choice with information, a mix of information and entertainment, such as what you're doing, it's nothing but a positive, and I think that we're all the richer for it.
Absolutely. Mike McIntyre, thank you. MikeOnCrime.com. The show is called Crime and Punishment. I'll give you all some details about how you can listen later. Mike, just stay on the line for a second, and sure, we'll be right back here on the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. And that's my interview with Mike McIntyre. Again, he hosts a nationally syndicated program in Canada on the Chorus Radio Network called Crime and Punishment, an excellent show. If you like the type of programming that I do, you'll love the type of programming that Mike does. You can listen to him on Sunday afternoons. Go to newstalk980.com, newstalk980.com, and there is a live link to listen on the internet there. Of course, his new book, To the Grave, Inside a Spectacular RCMP Sting, it's available in paperback, and there's a link on Mike's webpage or at scaredmonkeys.com. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. We'll be right back.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes, it starts falling, It'll be that windows, it'll be a blue. In me memories, it's a start of calling. You'll be doing all right with your quick Christmas. It'll be a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas. It'll be a blue Christmas.
All right, that's the late, great Mel Blanc here on Scared Monkeys Radio. Remember, our webpage is located at www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. There you can listen to the show. You can listen to it live. You can listen to podcasts and download them, and the daily commentary, and leave comments, and well, all that kind of stuff. All right, it's your turn now. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Mike McIntyre, and I hope you give him a chance and take a listen to his show. It's a fascinating show, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get Mike to do some national exposure on the Holloway case and some of the other cases, because Mike's show is not only listened to in Canada, it's listened to around North America, and it's definitely the kind of show that we all believe in and the kind of show that I try to do here. But now it's your turn. Toll free, 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and discuss any topic you like, some of the things that we've been looking at here in the last couple of days, or what's the news media been up to? Well, they've been focusing a lot on The View. The View, in my opinion, has to be one of the worst television shows on the air right now, with hosts like Joy Behar. I'd never even heard of her before. And Rosie O'Donnell. Now, Barbara Walters, okay, I can take her or leave her, but with Joy Behar, I don't know what her name is, and Rosie O'Donnell as hosts, the credibility of that program, I have more credibility in a thimble than they have on that program. It's garbage. Joy Behar is some sort of a comedian or something, and she likened Donald Rumsfeld here the other day to Hitler. You know, why are all these dopey Hollywood folks comparing the government of the United States or members of the government of the United States to Hitler all the time? Did they never go to school? Did they never go to school and take a history class to learn history? How can they compare Donald Rumsfeld to Hitler or George Bush to Hitler? It's just beyond me. And then Rosie O'Donnell, well, she's... she's a piece of work, and thank God. You know, I was never a big fan of Donald Trump. Never a big fan of him, but I am now. He had the cojones to go public today, stand up very strongly, and take on Rosie O'Donnell and The View. And I hope he does sue Rosie O'Donnell and The View for some of the comments that they made about him on that show. It's about time someone stood up to that crew of cackling bozos on that TV show and take them to task for these comments that they're making. You know, with DeVito coming on there, and it's just, it's garbage. I think that television show is absolute garbage. But there are lots of other things to talk about. So 1-877-842-7884, 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and discuss any topic you like. That's a toll-free call. Again, Mike McIntyre, I'm getting a couple of emails here. Webpage is www.mikeoncrime.com. Just go to Scared Monkeys, and you'll see the link promoting tonight's show, and just click on it. It'll take you there, and you can bookmark it and save it. And his program is nationally syndicated. It's on Sunday afternoons on the Chorus Radio Network in Canada. But if you listen or live in the United States, which many of you do, you can go to In fact, I'm just looking it up as we speak here. It's News Talk, www.newstalk980.com. That's the local talk channel where I live, but Mike's on Radio Cross Canada. And then click on schedule, or some of you say schedule, and then click on Sunday. And then you'll see Mike's smiling mug there. Where is he? There he is. Crime and Punishment, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So that would be 2 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. And then just click on the Listen Live link at the top here. So Mike McIntyre with Crime and Punishment Sundays from 2 to 5 Eastern. And you can go to newstalk980.com and just click on the Listen Live link, and you'll be able to listen to Mike's show. And I encourage you to check out his new book called To the Grave, Inside a Spectacular RCMP Sting. Go to his website, check out the blog that he has there, and all that sort of stuff. Hi, you're on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Hi, Jane, it's Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Michael was talking about talking to some criminals, to some of the criminals, not to sensationalize them or give them media attention, but
right.
Find out what makes them tick.
Right.
I'm wondering, are police departments or law enforcement in general spending more time trying to get into the heads of our criminals these mm-hmm. days? And does that help, or would that help?
Oh, absolutely. A regular guest of my program, Clint Van Zandt, was a profiler for years with the FBI. Analytical units will sit down, just sitting down and talking to a criminal that can help you solve a crime that's similar. Ted Bundy, for example. Ted Bundy was instrumental in helping solve the Green River serial killer case. So you have to go to a criminal to learn about criminals. And what Mike is talking about is if you can sit down, and it's hard for me to explain the interview. You'd have to have heard it. It was fascinating. When you're sitting down and you're talking to someone on the air like I am right now, and someone who is a criminal who is claiming that they're in prison unjustly, and, you know, we would all be very naive if we didn't think that there may be some people in prison that are there unjustly, but nevertheless. And then all of a sudden this fella's 13-year-old daughter calls in and says, no, you killed mom. That's good radio. And what Mike means about sitting down and getting into the heads of criminals, that's just it. People may hate it, thinking, why are you giving that creep airtime? If John Mark Carr was interviewed about pedophilia, if John Mark Carr was interviewed about how he would kill somebody or how he would suggest you help catch somebody who kills young children, that's good entertainment. But having John Mark Carr come on, primp him up, give him shrimp, give him wine and stuff on TV, that's not. But you can use those type of guys to help you.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I lost you for a minute there.
Okay. But did you hear what I said, though, as far as why Mike would bring those type of people on the air and police departments
yes.
are doing
yes.
more?
Yes, it was somewhere in John Mark
yep.
Carr,
yep.
you know, that you went out on me.
Okay.
It just seems to me that some criminals, I understand the guy who walks into a 7-Eleven and robs them because
right.
he needs money.
Yep.
But most of the average person cannot understand what goes on in the minds of these guys, and you
yep.
think, well, their behavior didn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, again, behavior analysis, analytical units, profilers, it's a big part of police work, it's a big part of crime solving, and it could be a big part of media, investigative journalism. When Joran van der Sloot, I get in trouble when I pronounce it that way, but I don't care, when Joran van der Sloot was interviewed by Greta Van Susteren, Greta Van Susteren didn't interview Joran van der Sloot, in my opinion, as Joran van der Sloot being a murder suspect. She had a conversation with him.
Right.
If Joran van der Sloot was interviewed with him being a murder suspect, okay, as long as you're not interfering with a police investigation, and Lord knows what's gone on in Aruba, the incompetence there, anyone that can get any kind of an answer out of him would be doing a hell of a job, something that the Aruban police couldn't do. Then we could learn something from a Joran van der Sloot or someone who is suspected of committing a crime on how to solve other crimes. I'm not saying that Joran van der Sloot did this crime. I'm saying that he's still a suspect in this, and if he is interviewed on TV, he should be interviewed in the role of a suspect, not just talk like you and I are talking back and forth.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dana.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-877-842-7884. You know, I like to get rid of that beep. I don't know how you do that. 1-877-842-7884. You know, again, it's Mike McIntyre, when he brings on someone and they're a criminal and they're either confessing to a crime or they're trying to help law enforcement or help the media solve another crime, he mentioned getting into the heads of people. That's important. Asking puffball questions will get you nowhere. It's just an interesting, nice to know. How do you do? I still can remember Greta interviewing Joran van der Sloot and me sitting back and saying, aren't you going to ask him a tough question? Aren't you going to ask him a tough question? Could he have got up and walked away? Maybe, but that would have told you a lot. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. Our toll-free number is 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. I want to thank Mike McIntyre of MikeOnCrime.com and the syndicated radio show Crime and Punishment for stopping around to have a chat. Actually, I recorded that interview this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break and come back and see if there are any more calls.
Well, all my friends are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love the baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, boy, you don't need no pill. Yeah, that doctor told me, son, you don't need no pill. Just a handful of niggles and jukebox to cure your ill. Well, my friends are bopping the blues and it must be going round. All them cats are bopping the blues and it must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the cat bug bit me, man, I don't feel no pain. Yeah, jitterbug caught me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. Yeah. Well, all them cats are bopping the blues, it must be going round. All my friends are popping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby, I must be rhythm bound. Well, I rock, bop, I rhythm and blues. I rock, bop, I rhythm and blues, oh baby. I rock, bop, I rhythm and blues. I rock, bop, I rhythm and blues. I rhythm and blues, it must be going round.
Okay, we're back. This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. I'm getting a few email here about how you can listen to Mike McIntyre with his Crime and Punishment radio show. Again, go to www.mikeoncrime.com. There is a way, there's an internet link for you to listen to his show live. It's on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Or 2 p.m. Eastern, I'm sorry, 2 p.m. Eastern. And what I'll do is, once we get the podcast up on the Scared Monkeys radio webpage, I'll post some information there about how you can listen to his show live, and you would, I know you would enjoy it. Go to MikeOnCrime.com, it'll give you an indication as far as what his show is all about, and then we'll post a link. If you're not in Canada, if you're in Canada, you can listen to it on the Chorus Radio Network. Just check out his webpage, and it has all the different stations that he's on across Canada. And if you can't listen over regular radio, you can always listen live on the internet at, say, newstalk980.com is one of the Saskatchewan stations where Mike McIntyre's show is. But this is my show, the Dana Pritzer Show, and I thank Mike for coming on. I'd like to do more work with Mike. Mike and I are on the same page when it comes to broadcasting and the types of shows we do. Now it's your turn. 1-877-842-7884. That's toll free. 1-877-842-7884. You can call in and discuss any topic you like. It's toll free. The Daily Commentary is posted at the Scared Monkeys radio page Monday to Friday. You can either download it, listen to it, do whatever you want with it. And, in fact, we will have a Christmas Day and Boxing Day. What's Boxing Day, you say? Well, listen to the December 26th commentary, and you'll learn all about Boxing Day. So next week, even though with the holiday, we will have daily commentaries each day. Now, I did just share a quick email with Dave Holloway tonight. Dave is suffering from some dental pain. He has dental surgery. You know, I don't think there's anything worse sometimes than blasted dental work. And he's still kind of under a gag order here by John Q. Kelly as far as commenting on the civil suit, which I can understand. But we will get an update from Dave Holloway when we can about what's been going on. Hi, you're on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Good evening, Dana, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Now, I got to ask you a question. That beep, I don't know if you hear it when I take a call. Do you hear that when I answer the phone?
Sometimes I do, but this evening I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a weird thing. I got a mystery beep going on here. What can I do for you tonight, ma'am?
Well, I want to know more about the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You know, a very romantic figure with a image of the guy on the horse, like a hero going to swoop down and save the lady on the railroad track or whatever, from the old silent movie era even.
Yeah.
That's instilled in our mind that these are very heroic figures. And when he was talking about them staging the fight, I couldn't help but think, as I always compare and contrast everything to Natalie Holloway's disappearance, can you imagine the Aruban police going to that kind of effort? They won't even do a follow-up question.
You know what? As strange as this is, I was thinking the same thing when I interviewed Mike this afternoon. Wouldn't a sting operation have been nice in this Holloway investigation? Sting operations are done by police forces all across the world. The RCMP is Canada's national police force, something like the FBI in the United States, and they got creative, and they were able to solve a case. This book of Mike's, and he has three books. Again, go to his webpage, folks, if you're listening, and you'll see the three books are reasonably priced and very interesting. The RCMP is a national police force that has a worldwide reputation, and I'm not an RCMP officer. I'm a municipal police officer, but I've worked with the RCMP for as long as I've been a police officer, and I've trained with them, and I've gone to their training academy in Regina, Saskatchewan, not far away from here, and in Ottawa, Ontario, and they have a worldwide reputation for excellent police work. They are able to solve crimes and set the standard for other police forces around the world. In fact, other police forces will come and be trained by the RCMP. And yeah, isn't it a shame that in Saskatchewan, Canada, with a population of a million people, or in Manitoba, which is where this case happened, that the RCMP or a municipal police force can be creative enough with an investigation that they can solve it this way. I hope that answers your question.
That's wonderful that they do that, and I hope our own FBI learns from them, as well as Scotland Yard. There's another stellar organization.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just looking at some news before I started the show tonight that they caught that they call him the Ripper in Ipswich over in England. And it's that type of investigation, and it just breaks your heart that you know if the FBI had been involved directly, or the RCMP, or Scotland Yard, or you know, some police force with some training and some experience in investigations, that this Holloway case may be a case that we're not talking about right now, that someone has been punished for it.
And I hate to say it, but maybe a little more intelligence. I know I'll catch it with that. But I can't help thinking that part of this is just maybe, I don't know, they say they don't have enough murder in Aruba to learn how to investigate it well, but we have the murder and crime thread on Scared Monkeys that proves otherwise. Their murder rate per capita is just as high as in the U.S. And another thing I wanted to say about what else you were talking about was with the celebrities, speaking of dumb bunnies, a lot of them do not have very much formal education.
No.
That's a fact. They have been in show business their whole lives, and they never, their talent is in that arena, and they don't bother to enlighten themselves, and they do give forth a very uneducated opinion sometimes. I think Rosie O'Donnell, though, is hers is a combination of that with a big slathering of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
She also made the statement on air one time, if you own a gun, you go to prison.
Right.
Yet she has an armed bodyguard.
Yeah. You know, and it's the part that drives me, or just drives me around the bend, and I've never been a Donald Trump fan, believe me, but when I heard Donald Trump come on the air today and blast that View show and Rosie O'Donnell and whoever this Joy Behar is, I don't have even heard of her before, enough's enough. Someone has to take them to task. Because they don't agree with you, all of a sudden you're Hitler. Or you're a years ago on this program, I was called a jackbooted Nazi. Okay, you have to be simple upstairs to sit and compare someone who's trying their best to a jackbooted Nazi or a genocidal maniac like Hitler, and these celebrities seem to keep doing it and getting away with it.
I don't know what for the Hitler analogy either. That is preposterous. Evidently, they have no idea what Hitler actually did,
right,
what he was capable of, what he had plans for. Including gay people, of which Rosie O'Donnell is very vocally one.
Absolutely.
And yet she will smear our military that protects her freedoms and her freedom of speech to do so.
The best picture of Rosie O'Donnell I saw today, if you go to Rush Limbaugh's webpage or rushlimbaugh.com, you'll see a beauty of Rosie O'Donnell there, and that should tell you everything. Thanks for calling, caller.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. There's that beep again. 1-877-842-7884. This isn't about looks. This is about smarts, and this is about using a medium where several million people a day are watching. I don't know what the ratings for The View are. Pretty good, pretty bad, I'm not sure, but let's assume there's several million people, and they are able to come on air and attack Donald Rumsfeld, George Bush, or whoever, and compare them to a genocidal maniac like Adolf Hitler. Good for Donald Trump for coming forward and saying, enough is enough. That's absolutely ridiculous. 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. This is the Dana Pretzer Show. You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. We'll be back in just a minute and take more of your calls.
Success, be nobleness. us. And ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies. Far amber waves of grain. Far purple mountain majesties. Over the fruity plain. Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea.
This is the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. Our webpage is www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. That's www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. And if you want all the information about high-profile cases, crime, punishment, politics, humor, weird stuff, dopey stuff, fun stuff, any kind of stuff you want to know, go to scaredmonkeys.com. The creme de la creme of blogs out there. I got a, again, the toll free number. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. Got time for a couple more calls. 1-877-842-7884. That's toll free. 1-877-842-7884. Got a, you know, again, I was never a big fan of Donald Trump, but, good for him today for standing up to that dopey Rosie O'Donnell and that View show, because enough's enough, you know. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton comes on The View, and everybody's lovey-dovey and all this sort of stuff, yet they're throwing out, Rumsfeld's like Hitler, and Rosie is talking about Donald Trump, and he's gone bankrupt and had so many wives and stuff. But, god darn it, you know, one of the funniest pictures out there. Go to Rush Limbaugh's webpage, www.rushlimbaugh.com. And scroll down just a little bit, and you will see a picture that, as soon as I saw it, I just burst out laughing. Now, we all have unflattering pictures. You look at a picture of me, and you'll cry. But this is it's something else. I'll tell you, it is something else. I shouldn't laugh, but hi, you're on Scared Monkeys Radio.
Hi, Dana. I just wanted to phone you and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, ma'am.
All the best to you and your family in the new year. And
thank you.
I really enjoy your program. And,
thank you.
I didn't realize that Mike broadcasts from my own backyard.
Yep.
Never heard of the guy before.
Yeah, and you know, you happen to be, I don't know if you remember Peter Warren. He had
him, yes,
yeah.
I do.
You know, he was the get on with it guy. In fact, I guessed it on his show a couple of times, talking about different things. And when Peter retired, Peter is actually doing investigative journalism right now. He's trying to solve 14 unsolved murders. That's Peter. That's Peter Warren. Yeah, I'm going to try and get him as a guest on the show. Mike McIntyre, who has been doing this show called Crime and Punishment in Winnipeg now for 3 years, they decided, you know, finally someone decides, I've been trying for 10 years now, but they decided to give him a chance and put his show on Sunday afternoons, kind of a crappy time, Sunday afternoons with his Crime and Punishment show, and he has a kick-butt show. And what the powers to be need to do, and I said this to Mike today, is they need to have a show like his or mine, or I'll go work with Mike, it doesn't matter, to have a show like that that is in prime time. Not Sunday afternoons buried beneath the guy that's doing a financial report and then the other guy that's selling hair care products. That's the type of show that we need on radio prime time, because really in the evening, what is radio, even in Canada? You hear porn. Either weird left-wing or right-wing politics, or Art Bell and his spaceships. There isn't really a quality type of show that is out there to help people, as corny as that sounds.
No, I remember Peter Warren. My parents used to listen to him all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just retired.
and I couldn't stand him.
That's how long
of him. Oh, yeah. You know, and it was sort of like the old folks' radio station. And they had a damn dial welded to Peter Warren.
Yeah.
Oh my God! No, and I never listened to that station. But I think we'll give them another chance.
Well, you know, if you go to Mike on Crime.
.com. Yeah, I did.
And even send Mike an email. I know he would appreciate it. He's a beat reporter. He does the crime reporting for, I think, Winnipeg Free Press. I'd have to go back to his webpage.
I probably read some of his stuff, but...
Fascinating guy.
Peter Warren had gone to Vancouver, never to be heard again.
Right. Well, he was actually doing his show from Vancouver, and then all of a sudden he just pulled a pin. And Peter was on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and then they give Mike a chance. And I'd like to do more work with Mike. He's got national exposure. It'd be an excellent place for the Holloway case. I'm not sure if he's done. He probably has done a story or two on it. But it's an excellent format to get the Holloway case onto.
I was just hoping. I didn't want to ask. I hope that cruise isn't going to Aruba.
No. No, I'm sure it's not going to Aruba.
But I will. I probably, well, not this Sunday, you know, but I probably will. I'm going to bookmark that. But really, I just, you're doing a really good job here, Dana.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
A lot of people appreciate you being on the radio, especially with this Natalie Holloway thing.
Well, we're trying, and I think that's Mike McIntyre and I. I told him off air today. I don't know why I didn't run into him a long time ago, because he and I are both on the same page. We just got to be able to sell it, and because the people are interested, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But that was funny when I heard Peter Warren.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought, oh, God.
That's right.
Okay, well, good night, Dana.
Thank you.
And best of the season.
Same to you, ma'am.
And thank you for all the good work that you're doing.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, then. Bye-bye. Bye.
That was comical. Because Peter Warren, when he hosted his talk show, fascinating talk show, I guessed it on it. He had a Joe and Mary six-pack segment where he would take Joe and Mary six-packs, that's what he called the man on the street, from across Canada, and bring them on the air, and you would debate topics. I actually did that twice on Peter's show. He was out of Vancouver, and we were talking about whatever. And, yeah, he was, you know, when you'd call in, he wouldn't just give you a chance to say your piece. He'd just say, get on with it, and you would have to keep going on with somebody. When she said old person's radio, I had to laugh. All right, we got enough time for one more call. 1-877-842-7884. 1-877-842-7884. I want to thank Mike McIntyre from MikeOnCrime.com and the syndicated radio show Crime and Punishment, which can be heard on the Chorus Radio Network. Go to MikeOnCrime.com to see the stations that it is on across Canada. If you want to listen to the United States, just go to that station's website and listen to the internet link. He's on Sunday afternoons. Again, a show like that should be on in the evening, prime time in the evening. Okay? Prime time in the evening. Yeah, during the day, radio is pretty much taken up right now, but in the evening, people... The night shift workers, the people that are out there, the cab drivers, you know, the man on the street, say 8 to 11, 9 to 12, 10 to 1, whatever, those types of shows. But Sunday afternoons, well, it's a good time. At least the show is on the air. 1-877-842-7884. Last call for calls before we wind it up tonight. Again, I want to thank Mike McIntyre from MikeOnCrime.com. Go to his webpage, send him a note, buy his book. It's cheap. It's an excellent read. Let him know that you enjoyed hearing him here on the program. And if you want to laugh, go to rushlimbaugh.com and just scroll down a little bit and take a look at pictures that Rush has there of Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump. And what's next for The View? You know, we had the Hitler comment about Donald Rumsfeld, and now we have Rosie and Donald Trump arguing, and we had Danny DeVito last week. I think it's time they pull the plug on that show, but, you know, with media today, this is maybe the thing that they need for some good PR. But if you want to chuckle, go to Rush Limbaugh. I don't care if you like Rush or not, but if you want to chuckle, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Just scroll down a little bit and take a look. I appreciate it. My name is Dana Pretzer. This has been the Dana Pretzer Show on the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. Our webpage, www.scaredmonkeys.com/radio. I want to wish you all a very safe holiday season. Merry Christmas. And we will be back with a all-new show next week. Check out the webpage for daily commentaries, podcasts. Send me email. Do whatever you like. We're here for you. Thanks a lot. Good night.